Welcome to the Best of LKN, a podcast featuring the best small businesses and the most influential professionals around Lake Norman, North Carolina. Each week, we spotlight those businesses and individuals that are making a positive impact here in the Lake Norman area. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the show.
All right, Matt Hill is joining me. He's the general manager at Skybrook Golf in Huntersville. Matt, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Jeff. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me here today and showing me the facility and this really cool concept that you guys are offering now called Top Tracer. It's really cool. I can't wait to share some more details with our audience about it.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming out. It's really incredible part of our facility. And as a PGA professional, we're excited about the changes that it brings to the next generation of golf.
Matt, I always like to start these conversations out with a little bit of a background on the guest. And I know we could probably talk for a while about everybody's story is winding and there's a lot to our journeys, but just share kind of an overview of where you're from and what led you to Skybrook.
Yeah, of course. So I was originally born and raised in a little small town in North Alabama called Hartsel. I had the opportunity to go to school at IMG Academies in Bradenton, Florida, and spent several years down there trying to play professionally on tour and really enjoyed my time there. But ultimately, I decided that I really loved golf operations and I really loved the country club atmosphere and got into the golf business, became a PGA professional a few years later at a semi-private club in Florida until I wound up here in Charlotte at Skybrook. I've been the general manager here for almost 5 years. I've been through a lot of really exciting times through all of the different renovations and just been an honor to be here at Skybrook.
The facility looks amazing. It's been a few years since I visited. I've noticed right away so many updates and amazing changes since the last time I visited. So it's really cool. For listeners who may not be familiar with Skybrook Golf, what's kind of a broad overview of the services and amenities that you guys offer here?
Yeah, of course. That's a great question. So one of the biggest misconceptions that we get a lot is a lot of people think that we're fully private. We're a semi-private golf club. So we do about 40,000 rounds a year. And we have a huge component of what we do here at Skybrook is membership. So we have member guests, member, club championship, ladies league, men's league, junior leagues. We have so many activities here for the members, but we do allow the public to play. So as a non-member, you can book tee times up to 7 days in advance. And it's a wonderful, beautiful layout, and it's always in fantastic shape. But what I try and tell people is we are a golf club. We focus solely on golf. We have a beautiful 18-hole facility, our new Top Tracer driving range, and a beautiful grill overlooking number 9's green. But that's just what we do. We just do golf. There are some other amenities in the actual community, but for us as a golf club, it's golf and a great grill and a great place to hang out.
Well, I love the grill too, by the way. Even if you're not a golfer, it's worth visiting just for the grill and the atmosphere in the clubhouse. Can you share some details about the grill? And the menu is amazing. What about the staff and the chef that's running that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So for the longest time, as far as an operator, you know, food and beverage was an amenity, right? It was just something that we just had to have. And some places would have hot dogs and hamburgers. Yeah. It was just kind of, you know, like a side kind of.
That's
kinda
the golf I remember.
Yeah. Just like, oh, we have something to eat. But at Skybrook, we have a wonderful food and beverage operation. Our Skytop Grill is led by our food and beverage director that's been at the club for about 15 years. And our head chef has been in the country club business for about 30 years. We listen to our people, our members, and our guests, and see what they want. We change the menu every single spring and fall to kind of cater to what they want, right? So it's not the same menu every single time you come, but the food quality is just, it's incredible. It's probably the best golf club I've ever worked at, and the product that we deliver is awesome. So I'm glad you were able to enjoy your lunch today.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting back, I want to circle back to a topic that or something you mentioned that I think is worth underscoring, and that Skybrook is a semi-private golf club. And for listeners, you know, that's something that's a term that's thrown around a lot in the industry. Mm-hmm. Share for listeners, and I already know this because we talked about it, right. But share for listeners kind of what your vision is as a semi-private golf club and what that means for your guests and for your members.
Yeah, of course. You know, generally speaking, when we're just talking to people that are getting in the golf business or learning about golf, you really think of it as kind of two different levels, right? So you think about fully private and fully public. There is kind of a gray world, and that's where Skybrook is in, is the semi-private. There are some semi-private clubs that don't have a membership component to what they do. Right. So they don't have a member guest. They don't have a member. They don't have an LGA or a men's league. They don't offer any locker rentals. They don't have amenities to go along with their membership. It's just you pay a flat fee and you just play golf. There's no amenities. At Skybrook, we're the opposite. We have a huge, huge portion of what we do is membership. Right. So we have member guests coming up, member, club championship, big major tournaments that have 120 people in them, and very active members that we have divorce cups, husband and wife go out and play nine holes and play fun formats and just fun, interesting interactions between members and staff. So I kind of tell people we run a club like it's private, but we allow the public to play. And we have a lot of public guests that play here. But we're often kind of referred to as, well, you're kind of more private than you are public. But for us, we'd welcome everyone the same. So it's a really awesome place.
Yeah, that was definitely, I think, a point worth elaborating on to share, because I think that the perception is that Skybrook is a private club, you know, for folks who aren't familiar with it. And that's it's a good thing because of the amenities that you provide and those membership opportunities as well. But the public is welcome.
Yeah, it's interesting. When we were kind of leaving lunch, you said, oh, can the public come eat here? Of course. But just kind of that's kind of the first thing that hits people when they think, oh, it's private. Like people that are not golfers, no golfers in the Charlotte area, they know that we're semi-private.
Sure.
But you know, I think for us, and the point of talking and having this conversation is that to reach people that are not golfers, right? Yep. That would never drive by Skybrook and be like, oh, I can just run in there for lunch. You know, they just wouldn't think about that.
Yeah.
Right.
Lunch or a cold beer after work, right? or you know, midday. No judging here. Well, on that, also on that topic about, you know, those who can enjoy the benefit or the amenities here at the golf club, who may not be avid golfers. Mm-hmm. It brings up the topic of Top Tracer, the new driving range down the hill, and share some details about, you know, what inspired bringing that technology to Skybrook and what guests can expect to experience there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think everyone remembers probably 7 or 8 years ago, Top Golf's starting to kind of pop up all over the country, and people thinking, what are they putting inside those nets? Are they trying to hold dinosaurs in there or something? What could that be? And, you know, Top Golf came out and a lot of people thought, man, Top Golf is just, there's no way. That's a completely business fail. No one's ever going to Top Golf. And look at it now, you know, a multi-billion dollar a year company, and just people love it because it's entertainment, right? They enjoy it. So kind of what's happened is they have kind of created their own division of the technology that they've issued to golf courses, and it's called Top Tracer. It is a division of Top Golf. All the technology with the tracing and the tracking of the golf ball and the games, it's the same, you know, it's the same format that people are used to using at Top Golf, but it's at golf courses or driving ranges. Top Tracer, I'm not sure how long they've been in the business per se. We in our company have had one since 2023 at the Divide Golf Course. And it's just been an awesome thing to see, to watch grow young families, young kids that have never picked up a golf club, husbands and wives that don't play golf, just coming to the golf course and having a blast. And as a PGA professional, it's so cool to see, because for so long we've struggled to get new players in the door. You know, we've struggled to get new people, and to see people that we've never seen before come in and hit golf balls and have a great time, it's just a really special thing for me and for the other fellow PGA professionals that get to work with Top Tracer. It's really special to get to see that, because we struggle so hard to get new people to join the game. So
the facility is so cool. We did a tour before we hit record, and I even hit my first golf ball since 2002 down there, and actually made contact and the ball got airborne. It was amazing.
It's a good shot. Yeah, it was a really good shot.
The facility is so cool. It reminds me a lot of like what you would experience at Top Golf, but it's outdoors, sheltered, of course, and a really comfortable setting as well. Like the lounge chairs and just really comfortable looking, and a great place, I think, for families to come and have fun, or also groups of friends to go out and have a lighthearted game on the range, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Something that actually I thought was very cool was that because I'm a big fan of the grill now, mm-hmm. and the menu is awesome, you can actually get that full menu down in the Top Tracer range, correct?
Correct, yeah. So we actually service it Wednesday through Sunday from 12 to about 6:30 daily. So just for us, most people that are utilizing Top Tracer are coming in the afternoon, maybe late evening after work, and we do service it. It's very similar to Topgolf. You can scan the QR code and order it, and we deliver it down there. And it's you can order off the full menu, right? So it's everything that you can get at the clubhouse, you can get at Top Tracer. And we just think that that adds to the overall amenity, right? If you're down there and you want to get food, you don't want to have to Uber eat something, or you don't want to have to go out and come back. Because sometimes, you know, the Top Golf games can take 45 minutes to an hour, right? So we wanted to be able to provide that amenity to people that were using Top Tracer, right? If they wanted that option, we wanted to make sure we could deliver that to them.
Yeah. I you know, the other point that you brought up was bringing people to the sport that, maybe for the first time, making it attractive and accessible, right? I think that golf for the longest time has been a sport that has kind of a daunting barrier. Mm-hmm. You know, it's tough to get up on that first tee if you mm-hmm. haven't played for a long time, you know, or if you've never played. So what are your thoughts on how Top Tracer will kind of bring, you know, those who may be on the fence about playing golf into the sport, mm-hmm. and make it more approachable, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think the great part for us is that Topgolf, when it opened, kind of started to pave the way for that, right? So, you know, you'd have people, I mean, I remember the first time I went to a Topgolf, I saw, I think it was like a bachelorette party. They were all in high heels hitting golf balls. I'm like, what is going on? I've never seen this ever before. So it started to introduce people that, hey, golf is for everyone. No matter whether you're just going out to have fun, a casual evening, you know, entertainment, or if you're working on to improve your game, right? It can service both. So that capturing that new kind of clientele, that new person that would never touch a golf club because they're not going to go spend $100 for a round of golf, or they're not going to buy a $4,000 set of irons, but they might be willing to spend $25 and go try it right down on the driving range. They might be willing to do that. But buying clubs, and you know, that's just that's the big tedious. That's the mound, right? Is golf is so expensive, and it's, I can't afford it. I can't get out there on the golf course. I don't have the time. Top Tracer really knocks all those barriers down. So if someone's interested, they can really just come in and grab a club from us, buy a bucket of balls and go hit, you know, and decide in the first 45 minutes if they like it or not.
Yeah.
You know? So we're just really excited about that opportunity for everyone. And especially in the Lake Norman area, because we are the furthest north Top Tracer in Charlotte. So we're very accessible from Lake Norman. We are on the south side of Huntersville, but I mean we're close to the lake, right?
Yeah.
So that's exciting for the people that are in Lake Norman.
Yeah, it's I love how, you know, you demonstrated both the fun, lighthearted side of mm-hmm. that can be used, that Top Tracer can be enjoyed or used for. And then there's the for those who really want to get some stringent practice in mm-hmm. and really dial in their game, there's the data side of it, right?
Right. Yeah.
Can you share some details about that?
Yeah, that's great. So that's something that I think gets overlooked probably the majority of the time with Top Tracer, right? So you have the Angry Birds, you have the Go Fish, you have the fun games that are entertaining, right? But it does provide real-time data for the shots that you're hitting from a player perspective, right? So for someone that played full-time for 5 or 6 years, I want to know how far or how long is the ball in the air for? How far am I actually carrying my 7-iron? What's the rollout of my 7-iron? And that data, when I was playing full-time, I loved. I mean, I needed that data. And there was a company called TrackMan that came out, and it was like a $35,000, $40,000 machine, and it would give you those numbers. And they actually still use it on tour, but me just trying to get those numbers, I have to pay like $250 or $300 an hour just to get that data back, just to know exactly how far it is, unless I wanted to go step every single shot that I hit out, right? Which is not realistic. But I remember, and I paid it multiple times because I wanted to know, but that Top Tracer gives you all that right now. It gives you everything ball related. So How far did you hit it? How far did it roll? What was the spin rate? How long was it in the air? I mean, all of the ball data is given to you. And what's really cool is with the Top Tracer app, if you do decide to download it, it'll save your practice session. So it'll go and say, hey, on June the 10th, when you practiced, you hit 60 balls. These are all 60 balls you hit. This is how far offline they were. This is how long or short they were. You hit these six with an 8-iron, these 12 with a driver. And to be able to go back and look at that and be able to track those shots and then maybe compare that to how you're playing, that's invaluable data. Like that's data is worth to a good player thousands of dollars to be able just to go back and see that. And you can get it for just buying a bucket of golf balls.
Yeah.
You know, and you can save it on your phone. It's awesome. It's awesome technology.
It is awesome. It's really interesting. The other thing that kind of resonates with me is, you know, before we hit record and before we did the tour, I'd mentioned that I grew up playing. Mm-hmm. I was an avid golfer slash player throughout the 80s, 90s, and right up until about 2002 when life was just getting in the way, right? Mm-hmm. And for me to enjoy the sport, I had to practice a certain amount of time each week, and mm-hmm. I just wasn't able to do that anymore. So right. I was all or nothing when it came to golf. So I hung up, you know, put the clubs away and haven't played since then. But the reason I bring that up is that now with technology like Top Tracer, that and my wife is probably shaking her head when she listens to this, but that would could potentially enable me to come back into the sport mm-hmm. and to be able to play and practice and still get that feedback that you get on the course mm-hmm. without taking 6 hours out of my day.
Right.
Right. The other thing too is that instant gratification. Right. You get instant feedback, and you don't have to wait between, you're not waiting for somebody on the tee box.
Right.
You can get through those virtual courses that
right.
you showed me, like, was it Oakhurst or
Oakmont's on there? Yep.
Yeah.
Pebble Beach. I mean, that's just that alone. You don't think about it,
yeah.
right? You don't think about going and playing golf. I mean, obviously we know that it's 6 hours long, but from the actual time of you like taking a golf swing and hitting a shot, it's about 5 minutes for 18 holes.
Right.
Actually hitting the ball, right? All the other time is spent driving from the tee shot to the fairway, waiting for your buddy to hit, looking for the golf ball. That's all eliminated with Top Tracer, right? Yeah. It's all right there. And the data is legitimate data. It's not, you're not hitting into a screen. You're seeing the ball fly, you know? So you can play 18 holes at Oakmont in probably 25 or 30 minutes if you're by yourself,
yeah.
which is like, that's pretty cool.
That's
then
awesome.
Go back to work, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
So to be able to have that's like really cool. And the biggest kind of issue we struggle with in golf is that, man, I don't have 4 hours. I don't have 6 hours. I just don't have that, right? But
yeah.
you got a 30-minute lunch break. You know, you can go play nine at, you know, St. Andrews or yeah. any one of the virtual courses, you know? And that's a really cool amenity to be able to have for new golfers. And golfers have been in the game for 20, 30, 40 years.
Yeah, yeah. It's super cool. And the last thing I need is another hobby, but I'm probably going to be giving this one some yeah. thought for sure.
Well, you hit that the first one. I think you were kind of shocked. You're like, I made contact.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it was cool to get to see that just because you were like, oh, wow. Yeah.
That's
And just to see that light. That's what, as golf professionals, is really yeah. cool to get to see that.
And then to turn around and look at that screen right away and see, you know, exactly all that data. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I love the data part of it. I think that's really cool. And also playing, virtually playing those courses mm-hmm. that, you know, guys like me have always dreamed about playing, like Pebble Beach and things like that. And, mm-hmm. and to be able to just kind of simulate that is really cool.
Yeah, it is cool. I mean, we played Oakmont for, you know, a couple holes, but just to kind of see that and be like, wow, okay, so that's what it looks like from the tee box. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, that golf course and many others are throughout multiple different simulators that people have in their basement, but to hit the ball.
Yeah.
And to physically see it go down the range and then be like, oh yeah, I missed that left. That's in the bunker.
That's
and
the
then to
thing,
be able to see it.
Right?
So you get
yeah.
both, right?
Yeah.
But it's so interesting how, you know, when people, we used to hit balls for Top Tracer, everyone hit their balls and they follow their ball down the range, right? And watch it land. And now it's like you and I talked about, people hit balls and they immediately turn back to the screen and say, what is the screen
yep.
showing,
yep.
right? Because that's what you're looking for. So that's a really cool feature.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. And that's the other thing too. It's a good point that you brought up, that golf simulators, while super fun for sure, mm-hmm. You don't get that. I feel like there's that little bit extra satisfaction you get by actually seeing the ball throughout its entire flight and still getting all this data and being able to simulate all these courses and also being outside.
Yeah. I mean, that's where it, for me, that's the huge thing as a player is to be able to hit my golf ball, be able to see where it goes, but then be able to look at the screen and say, okay, I hit that one good. That, my spin rate came down, right? That's what I'm looking for. So me as a player, that's a technology I use more often. I don't play Angry Birds a lot, but I can see how other people would want to play Angry Birds. But yeah, it's just some, it's incredible technology. We really feel like here at Skybrook that that will be the future wave of technology. That will be the new generation that's coming up playing golf. That's what they are going to want. That's how they're going to want to engage with golf. And we're excited about it. Excited to see what the next few years look like for us. So
yeah, it's part of golf now. It's here to stay.
It is.
Wouldn't you say?
It is. Yeah, yes, sir.
I can see why. I think it is exciting. I think it's really that another very important piece to the sport that's going to allow a lot more flexibility, a lot more options to, and ways for people to jump in to the sport, and also for you know, guys like me, only better at golf, that who you know, are juggling time and priorities to be able to continue playing. So I think it's awesome. What would your advice be for someone listening to this podcast on how to get started?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the number one thing to do just from the very beginning, right? So you're just now starting, maybe even thinking about, maybe never even done a golf, any type of golf at all, right? Come up, visit us at Top Tracer, right? You can purchase range balls directly from the machine. You don't have to walk up the huge hill to the golf shop, right? And just go out there, hit a few balls and see if you enjoy it, right? Our cheapest bucket is it's $11. So you can buy about 30 balls and just see if you enjoy it, right? Yeah. If it's something you like, and if you don't like it, you know, it's $11. It's okay. You spent more at McDonald's on lunch.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
But if you love it, then you can look at saying, hey, I might like to get some lessons. Let me go talk to the pro inside and get lessons, or let me see about getting a full set of clubs. Or, but that's a great introductory way to not only get exercise, but to see if you like the game and not spend a bunch of money on new clubs and memberships and rounds of golf.
Yeah.
It's a great introductory way. But the best part I think about for us for Top Tracer is there's a designated parking lot down there where you can just park, walk up the stairs, grab your balls, and go to whatever bay you want. You don't have to call and book a bay like you do at Topgolf. It's first come, first serve. And you can go in and hit balls and just be left alone and do your own thing, right? So I just think all in all, the technology, the atmosphere down there is great. The covered bays, not being baking in the sun or being rained on. I mean, it's really just a cool, cool experience down there from start to finish.
And just a really low commitment, right? It's right. Just, you're not committing a lot. A couple trips to Starbucks would be more than trying out Top Tracer. I'll have links, of course, in the show notes for this episode to Skybrook, and make sure that everyone knows how to learn a little bit more and connect with you and the team. I'll have an address, of course, as well. And definitely, I encourage everyone to come out, check out Top Tracer at Skybrook, and meet you and the team. Yeah, it's really cool, really exciting.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for having me on. I really appreciate it and enjoyed getting to spend some time with you here at the golf club today.
Same here. Thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate it.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Best of LKN. For more information about this podcast, show notes, video episodes, and links to our featured businesses, please visit www.thebestoflkn.com. We publish episodes weekly, so be sure to subscribe and stay up to date. Until next time, cheers, Lake Norman.